At the UPS Store, we ensure your small biz stands out with a variety of high-quality paper stock options, banners, posters, brochures, and more. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today and get your print on.
Tired of endless swiping with little to show for it? Me too. Talkify is America's number one matchmaking service. They're 6.5 times more efficient in finding real relationships than dating apps. Talkify can match you in as little as 3 introductions compared to dating apps, where people spend 40 plus hours swiping 1,500 times for one date. Let Talkify be your executive assistant for your dating life. Confidential, safe, and stress-free. Visit TAWKIFY.com and stop swiping, wishing, or waiting. Start your journey today.
Amazon presents Winning Moments. Simone, that's quite the cozy book nook you got on Amazon. The Kindle, reading pillow, and LED floor lamp are just mwah.
Yep.
So enlighten me. How are you gonna celebrate?
Okay, what if I turn on the lamp? And take a book off the shelf. And read, and read, and read.
The end. Shop Amazon to find the perfect thing and celebrate every day.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, it is September. Happy September. I know that it is September 4th, but we've been on holiday, and I hope that you are coming back from your holiday feeling rested and restored and rejuvenated for the march till the election. You know, I will say this before I dive into the news, that I enjoyed this summer. I think that once the change was made in the ticket, I began to feel a sense of rejuvenation and excitement in a way that I haven't around my work in particular. But outside of my work, personally, this summer was lovely, and I hope that yours was as well. I was able to travel, spend time with friends and family, and just really enjoy myself. And I feel like the last couple of summers since COVID, like the last, God, 3 summers have just been up in the air. And I don't think that I've reflected on how much summer had presented a lot of obstacles and anxiety and stress since COVID until now. And so I feel like this summer for me was the most back to normal summer that I've had in years. And so it was delightful. And I hope that yours was as well. That being said, I don't even know. Let me look it up, folks, because I haven't looked because I've been on vacation. How many days until election day, by the time that you guys are listening to this? Oh dear, 61 days, 61 days until election day. Jesus Christ, that is like roughly 2 months until the election. And, you know, a question for all of you, and do let me know in the comment section on the video that you're watching this, if you are one of my fabulous and dedicated Patreon subscribers and you're watching this video. How are you feeling with 61 days to go until election day? What I will say is that if you all have been watching my new YouTube channel, which I am totally going to promote at Danielle Moody _, just type in YouTube Danielle Moody channel and boom, there you will see me and you can subscribe. Please do. Because I am growing over there because I think that the future is video and that's where I'm putting a lot of my energy. Shorter video forms and just really to the point conversations. But what I will say is that mainstream corporate media continues to reveal to the American people exactly who they are and what they find important. And what they find important is not in educating the citizenry, is not in connecting the dots for people to make informed decisions about their lives. What they care about is clicks. What they care about is clickbait. What they care about is providing on-ramps to Donald Trump, to white supremacy, patriarchy, and fascism. Why do I say that? Have you all checked out some of these fucking headlines coming out of the New York Times and the Washington Post and Politico and other spaces where the questions that are being asked about Kamala Harris or the articles, like the one that I saw at Politico following the CNN conversation with Dana Bash, which was Dana Bash, Jesus fucking Christ. Between her and Tapper, I don't know who is a worse journalist, frankly. Maybe it's a tie. But to ask the Vice President of the United States a reframed Republican talking point, but just putting a question mark at the end of it and saying, well, Donald Trump, a white supremacist, which is how I would frame it, says that you're not black. What do you say to that? And her response was, same old tired playbook, next question. And Dana Bash was just like, oh, wait a minute, we're not going to unpack this? Like, you mean that you're not going to define, right, and have to define your race, your ethnicity to this white man? Like, how dare you? Politico then responds with, Kamala Harris evades question on identity. Fuck you, Politico. And the New York Times and Washington Post all follow suit. Let me tell you something. Our job as Black people and people of color in this country is not to fucking answer the questions of white supremacists and having to define who we are through their racist fucking lens. Those days are done and over with. I am not explaining myself to you, to people who choose to not understand to begin with. Toni Morrison, and I have said this quote before, has said that the pure form, the defining point of racism is distraction. It leaves you having to define over and over again your humanity. We're not doing that anymore. This is not pre-fucking 1954. This is not a time when I am going to have to once again, instead of moving progress forward, moving the needle forward, I'm going to have to sit in space and exist backwards to define who the fuck I am to you? No. So let me tell you how much I appreciated the Vice President being like, next question. I am not a ringmaster and I'm not entertaining the fucking circus. And then all you see from then on are once again these questions about her identity, which is clear. You can be both fucking and. And you think that white supremacists who populated this nation through rape, creating all different variations of blackness in order to have increased labor would fucking understand that. Okay? So miss me with it. Nonetheless, the other piece that is happening is this question around the Vice President's policies. And where are the policies? I don't know. Google it, because she has put them on her website. Economic policies, policies to move our education system forward, policies for reproductive justice. But there are no questions about where Donald Trump's policies are. There was no questions about Donald Trump's mental acuity when he goes off on tangents talking about Hannibal Lecter and electric sharks. It's the same old tired shit when it comes to mainstream corporate media, which is why I say again to folks, I appreciate you all supporting independent media and independent voices that are not bought and sold. And what I want more and more is for people to divest from these mainstream, quote unquote, legacy media outlets that are not there to serve you. And so when I tell folks, take five people with you, you go over to my new YouTube channel, send it to five folks. Just say, hey, have you checked this out? Right? Boom, boom, boom. Text message. Because that is how we shift the momentum. That is how we show mainstream legacy media, you know what? We don't actually need you because you're not serving us. You're no longer at the pinnacle of where we perceive information to come from. You're no longer the source because you've shown yourself time and time again to be absolutely fucking obsolete. And so when we look at where things are right now in this race, and we see that in some places, I think there was another article. I don't remember which outlet it came out of, whether it was the Post or the New York Times. But essentially, it was saying Harris doesn't have post-debate bump. Then you go into the article, y'all, three paragraphs down. Oh, they don't count a bump because it has been with women. So there has been a bump. It's been with people of color. Black women, their voter registration is up 175%. 175%. That's not a consistent news story. The gap between women voters that are 30 and younger, between Trump and Harris, is at like 30 percentage points vantage Harris. Oh, but that's not a bump. Because apparently, again, when mainstream corporate media is talking about the bump, apparently it only happens if you have it with white men. Because in every other category, guess who people are voting for? Kamala Harris, when asked in the polls. But here's what I will continue to say. I don't care if the polls are good. I don't care if the polls are bad. What I care about is the voting booth everyone goes into on November 5th or when your early voting starts in your state, which, folks, you can Google and find out, because in many places it is starting at the end of this month or the beginning of October. Folks don't have to wait until November 5th in order to go vote, particularly if you don't have the day off. If you are unable to take that time, Google, when is early voting in my state begin? And check now, again, to make sure, particularly if you are living in red states, that you are still registered to vote. Do not take for granted and think, oh, well, I voted in 2020 or I voted in 2022, so I must be good now in 2024. 19 million people have been scrubbed from the voter rolls since the 2020 election. And if you are not someone who has found themselves voting in off-cycle, meaning non-presidential election years, then there is a chance that you have been scrubbed from those rolls. So make sure, because a lot of these red states, if not all of them, do not have same-day registration, meaning that you can sign up and register to vote and vote that very same day. They have made it a lot more complicated and convoluted for people to be able to do so. So do not find yourself caught out, and do not just think about yourself. Think about your family, your friends, your colleagues. Also, what I learned most recently in my state of New York, which is that if you have a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old in your life, you can take them, send them the link or take them to register to vote. And guess what? When they turn 18, they don't have to worry about registering. They're automatically, boom, ready to go. So there are always things for us to be doing, because, folks, there are always people working to steal your vote. So make sure that you are prepared.
Inside every California avocado is a story. It's shaped by idyllic conditions, full of rich soil, gentle rain, and friendly California sunshine, where avocados flourish. Crafted with care by dedicated local farmers who are committed to responsible, sustainable growing. The best avocados have California in them. To understand why, all you have to do is open one up. In season now. Visit CaliforniaAvocado.com to learn more.
New Yorkers and visitors alike are heading to New York City's extraordinary experience that you have to feel to believe. Summit One Vanderbilt, an interactive multi-level experience of art, sky, and exploration. Discover exhilarating heights, explore reflective spaces, walk among floating silver orbs, and immerse yourself in spectacular views of New York. Book your visit at summitov.com and start your journey here.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
So going back to where we find ourselves, we are but 6 days, less than a week, away from the first debate, Donald Trump's second debate, but the vice president's first debate with Donald Trump. And also what we learned in that horrid interview on CNN is that Kamala Harris has never met Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has never met Vice President Kamala Harris. I find this really interesting. Because that son of a bitch didn't show up at inauguration because he was too busy trying to overthrow the election in 2020. So he was the first president not to show up for the peaceful transition of power, which is why we continue to find ourselves in the fuckery that we are in. I am going to be interested to see how Donald Trump tries to throw his size and his weight around when he meets Kamala Harris, because I think that, I mean, I don't know if this is a lie. I too have never seen Donald Trump in real life, and I hope that that continues. But I think that he's what, like 6 foot tall, maybe? I don't know, because that too could be a lie. But he's definitely huge, right? In terms of size, like he's definitely a big man. And so I'm going to be interested to see what that physical matchup looks like, because a lot of people are visual in terms of what presents and looks like quote unquote power. Now, I will tell you, Kamala Harris to me looks like a woman not to be fucked with. And there are particular looks, there is a particular tone that she offers. And I think that we are going to see a projection of strength from her that, one, she has continued to exude on the campaign trail. But I think that we're in for something very special on September 10th. So things that I will be looking for as we lead up to that are sharper rhetoric, sharper tone. I think that she will continue to really hammer and go after Donald Trump in the days leading up to this debate, because it will rattle him. They did decide on muted microphones, which is unfortunate, because I believe that there is just one more button to push with Donald Trump before he says the N-word. Not like anyone would honestly care, and probably mainstream corporate media wouldn't even report on it, to be honest. But, you know that he's dying to say it, right? It's like Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. I ordered the code red. Yeah, I can say the N-word. I can do whatever the fuck I want, right? Just like Nancy Mace was on CNN saying that I can call Kamala whatever it is that I want. That is white supremacy. And so you know that it's going to be on full display. But my hope is that she does not spend her time trying to fact check or debunk Donald Trump's claims in real time, that she just projects herself, what she knows, what she will do, and serves as a stark contrast and very dismissive to the fuckery that will be to her left or to her right. What I think is really important as we are 61 days away, folks, is that we continue to do whatever it is that we can. If you have been donating, double those donations if you have the ability to do so. If you have been phone banking, double the time that you are spending phone banking, text messaging. If you have been holding house parties and Zoom calls and joining those, make sure that you are, again, bringing people with you. We are going to need to show up in numbers that are not going to be up for debate, as Michelle Obama has said. The time that we have to do something, right, is 61 days. After that, it is going to be up to the counters and, God forbid, the fucking courts. Because what we don't want is a replay of 2000 and those hanging fucking chads or pregnant chads that had the Supreme Court decide our election for us. Because we know that that is exactly what the Trump team wants. And if it is going to be left to that MAGA right-wing white supremacist grifting ass court, we know exactly what is going to happen. So, in order for that not to happen, we need the numbers to be bigger than they were in 2020. We need them to be outsized. And that is going to involve not just us thinking about us, but us thinking about our community and making sure that that community is ready to go. We can sleep on November 6th, inshallah, right? Like, we can sleep then. But until then, folks, I'm going to need us to roll up every sleeve. I'm going to need us to wipe the sweat off of our brow. I'm going to need us to stand up straight and do something. Do the work that is going to get this ticket, Harris Walz ticket, over the finish line. Because as I continue to listen to these quote-unquote audio leaks, and they're not leaks, folks, of J.D. Vance speaking his mind, he did the circuit. He did the right-wing misogynistic podcast circuit. I mean, it was like the man had no other job during this time because he might as well have been a podcast host. That's how many podcasts that he showed up on to talk and disparage women, childless women in particular, perimenopausal, postmenopausal women in particular. His latest scourge are the fact that women don't want to be working 90 hours a week and that everybody is miserable. And what would make them happy is apparently to sit at home with aprons on, just cooking and cleaning and not worrying about that pesky thing called independence, which to me is so wild because up until recently, his wife works at a law firm, most likely working 80 hours or so a week. It is not as if his wife is sitting home fucking baking cookies and waiting for J.D. Vance to walk home. So I'm like, these men clearly need therapy, clearly have issues with the women in their lives, and they take it out on all of the other women in this country through policy. And so we are very clear because, again, when J.D. Vance is offered the opportunity, which has been extended to him ad nauseam from mainstream corporate media, to backtrack on the things that he has so clearly articulated on all of these podcasts, he refuses to do so and doubles down. So you know what the role of women will be in a Trump-Vance administration. This is why the numbers and the gap between men and women in this election and who they say in the polls that they're voting for is so wide. Because let me tell you something, 30-something-year-old women and above or below do not want to go back to a time where they have no voice, no vote, no economic power. And their only service to this country is to be a host body for a bunch of white babies. That is not the role that women want. You know, the last thing that I'll say before I close out is that I finally got to watching the third season of Bridgerton. I kind of save it for when, like, I really just, you know, want to truly binge. Like, I don't necessarily like to watch it while everybody else is watching it. I sometimes like to save it. So I watched it over the weekend, over the Labor Day holiday. And, you know, I really loved the ending, and this is not spoiler alert. Let me just say that if you are like me and you hadn't watched it yet, but at this point, I think most people have, is that Penelope gets married, becomes a Bridgerton, and now her husband wants her to give up writing, to give up her voice. And in, you know, one of the last scenes, she's like, "You're a man. You get to do whatever it is that you want. This is my power, right? This is my voice, is the ability to write. And it's not just gossip, right? It is my opinion." And so you think about the roles that women have had, right? This is, you know, 19th century is, I think, when Bridgerton is taking place. And the only aspiration that women had was to marry well. And that would then set them up. But if, in fact, they only gave birth to girls or their husbands died, they were once again fucked and destitute. So that is the place that Trump and his misogynistic ilk want women to go back to, this place of dependence. There is no difference between what they are offering to women and what has happened in Afghanistan now that the Taliban has taken over. We love to look at other countries and say, "Oh my God, look at their treatment of women. Tell me what the difference is." What? Because women in the United States right now are able to drive and are able to go to school, But if you look at what is happening since these measures have been overturned, like affirmative action, you're seeing the numbers of people of color totally drop in higher education institutions, and you will see the same thing happen with women. They want this slow rollback that it's not going to be so slow if they are given the opportunity to get into the White House again. So I say to women and men, you have a choice in this upcoming election. The world is changing. It is evolving. And sometimes that change and that evolution does present friction. Change is hard. No one is saying that it is easy. But I will be honest with you, I'm not going back. I'm not going backwards. I'm not giving up this mic. I'm not giving up my space. I'm not giving up my voice. You will have to pry this out of my fucking hands. And I believe that a majority of women believe the same. We did not come this far only to get this far. And so we have to fight for it like we mean it. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. I will say again, please, please, please check out my new YouTube channel at Danielle Moody _. Just go into YouTube, type in Danielle Moody Channel, Danielle Moody Channel, and subscribe, share it with your friends. I am creating short form content there where it is video, it is engaging, it is an alternative to what legacy corporate media is offering, and it is continuing to grow. So please do head over there and check out. And also, if you like the sweatshirt that you are seeing, The Future is Woke, and the sticker, The Future is Woke, my collection, the capsule collection, The Future is Woke, is up at daniellemoody.com. You can go to the damn shop and get your own gear. This sweatshirt is super cozy, and the climate is changing, but the temperature is actually changing in a snugly, cozy way. And so get yourself a sweatshirt. All right, folks, as always, power to the people and to all the people. Power, get woke, and stay woke as fuck.